From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea may have conducted its sixth nuclear test. Earlier, Pyongyang said it had developed a hydrogen bomb that can be loaded onto the country's new intercontinental ballistic missile. An earthquake was detected in the area where the country's nuclear test facility is located. Previous tremors have been caused by North Korea's nuclear test. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, speaking by telephone Saturday, stressed the need for a close cooperation between their two countries and South Korea in the face of growing nuclear threat from North Korea. President Trump spent a day visiting with hurricane victims and the states of Texas and Louisiana, where he also met with emergency response teams, including the people from FEMA, the Federal Government Emergency Management Team. This Houston resident is asking FEMA for help.
I'm here to get assistance from FEMA. I've been waiting for 3 days, and they said they're going to help me, and I hope they do. And they can help everybody. They're doing a good job. And Houston is all together, and God bless everybody for this place here.
Mr. Trump says that he will be asking Congress, in fact has already, for $8 billion in help, relief and recovery efforts there in Texas and Louisiana. Hurricane Harvey making landfall last weekend. Heavy rains, 50 lives lost, 1 million displaced. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says his country will not accept any proposal from the U.S. that goes against Mexico's national dignity. He noted the relationship with the Trump administration must be based on sovereignty, defense of the national interest, and protection of migrants. President Trump had labeled Mexico's migrants to the U.S. as murderers and rapists. He also declared that the U.S. will build a wall between Mexico and the U.S. This is VOA News.